This is Phoenix FM.
Now, it's nearly coming up to 11.30 and I'm joined on the line by local singer-songwriter Amy Baker, who I've been lucky enough to see and hear at The Anchor. She's a whirlwind with a big voice and a big stage presence with a debut album on the way. So, a very good morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
How are you doing?
I'm really good. How are you?
Not too bad. Are you missing gigs at the moment?
Very much so. It was quite sad, really, because I'd only just kind of started gigging, really, around December time, and then moving on to March, and then obviously devastation of lockdown, and then obviously we've all had to stop. So
you actually come from a musical family, don't you?
I do. My dad was an accomplished musician playing in a variety of bands throughout my childhood. He plays the piano, but he plays guitar and he sings and plays harmonica. So he can play quite a few instruments.
Did he ever drag you up to sing?
I did a few times, yes. Yeah. He did get me up a few times, bless him. My dad has always been pushing me to play the piano, but it's a lot harder than you'd think. singing comes very naturally to me, but when it comes to instruments, it is a lot harder, I feel. So he has always tried to push me, but I can play a few chords on the guitar,
yeah.
And I can twinkle a little bit on the piano, but it's nothing of his standard.
It's great that he plays harmonica. I love the sound of the harmonica.
Yeah, it's very cool.
So you started in a musical family, then you went off to Brighton to study.
I went to BIM Music School to learn to sing and to perform. It was basically a professional musicianship course, but it was a 3-year graduate course.
Mm.
I was actually studying something else completely at the time, and my brother also went to BIM. So he said, oh, you need to get down and audition. So I did, and then I got in, and then they were like, now you're doing a degree. And I was like, okay, cool. So, it was brilliant. 3 years of lots and lots of fun.
Mm.
And I learned music theory and we learned various different modules. So, great stuff.
If there's people out there that might not have been to Brighton, it is just the most incredible place for musicians, artists, because it's just, I can't explain it. You just, even if you go there for the day, you just feel this kind of energy. Everybody's, you know, there's so much positive sort of creative energy there.
Yeah, there's so much. There's music playing every night of the week. Obviously, it's a student town, so Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays are rammed. But then saying that, it is Mondays and Tuesdays. It's all the time, and there's just so much different music playing everywhere.
Yeah.
That you're almost hopping into a different pub and a different genre of music is playing, and it's just amazing.
Mm.
The Mesmerist was really, really good for music,
yes.
Kind of jazz music on a Monday night.
Yep.
Just so much fun.
Well, who are the singers that you've grown up listening to and the ones that have influenced the stuff you're doing now?
One of my biggest influences is actually Christina Aguilera, and that's going back to when I was really young. I'd always come home from school and I'd sing her Stripped album all the way through. Every single day, I was obsessed. Also, just famous singers, Aretha Franklin, Adele, Amy Winehouse, Etta James, those sort of singers. Yeah, amazing.
Now, you've been working in the studio with some fine musicians, which they are. Trevor Noon, hopefully I'll pronounce his surname right because I say it wrong every time, and Al Vosper. They are really well-established musicians, fantastic players and songwriters. So what have you been working on with the boys?
So I've been working with Trevor Noon, Al Vosper and Graham Cuttill, also known the tag team, where they've been writing, got into the studio of their own, and this particular song that I've released, my song, If We Want to Be Free, it was kind of an Al Green inspired kind of vibe. Trevor came up with a groove called Progression First, and we sat down over lunch and wrote the lyrics on an acoustic guitar, and then went back into the studio and recorded it. And then offered it to me, so for the album, so for my album. So
it is a really, really good track.
Yeah, absolutely. As soon as I heard it, I loved it straight away. So I had to get my vocals on it.
And the harmonies on this track are stunning. Love them.
I have to give them to the guys. They did the harmonies on the track of this particular song also. No, Trevor Newnham and Graham Cuttle both used to be in the Foundations also. So, fantastic voices all round for all three of them.
Yeah, in fact, I've met Graham quite a few times, and he's got a voice a bit like Stevie Wonder.
Absolutely phenomenal voice, yes. Yeah.
And plays drums. I mean, these people make you sick.
No.
Playing an instrument and singing, how cheeky. They all do it anyway, don't they? They all do it really, really well.
Know.
Yeah, enough to make you sick. So tell us about the Anchor Inn.
Yeah, so I started going last summer. I remember it was, I actually went to an illegal concert, and I went with my mum, and we caught Al outside, and my mum said to Al, you know, you're still doing your monthly jam night, my open mic night. So he said, yeah, come down. So I got quite a lot of family to come down there, and I got up and did a song. And then, yeah, a couple of weeks later, Trevor asked me if I wanted to go into the studio, the Big Noise studio, to record a demo. And that was for five songs. And that's where actually Michael Baker and Graham Cuttle. So, yeah. And then that's kind of where it's all taken off, really.
And hopefully, as I said, it will go back, you know, as soon as they can do live gigs there. It's a great venue for singers that want to get up and sing with a quality band. Because a lot of the times if you get up and do a cover, you're playing along to a backing track. But this is actually a proper band. They do some tracks as well. And then they allow singers and brass players to get up to play.
Yeah, definitely. It's an absolutely fantastic evening. The energy and the vibe there is just amazing, and everyone gets involved, and the music is fantastic. So it's just a great. It's just such, obviously, such a shame that. But hopefully soon, or hopefully next year, we can get back there.
So, what are you going to be releasing for next year? Is it an album or EP?
This is going to be a debut album.
Yay!
It's going to have a soundtrack. Yeah! Yay!
It's a proper, got proper tunes on it, and many. So, how many tracks have you written at the moment? How far are you into recording?
So, I've got about six songs already. So, there's still quite a few more to go.
And are you writing with, is it all going to be written with the boys?
No, there's other writers as well. Right. So, very exciting. Possibility of more recording with a producer. So, that's very, very exciting.
Yeah, we won't say, but a very well-known producer. I don't know what I'm whispering for. Very well-known producer. What's the dream for you for next year? Is it to go out and start gigging your original material, release the album?
Yes, that is a dream. Once the album's out, or even maybe trying to put a few originals in there to get it out once we start gigging again. Who knows? We'll have to. I have to have a talk with the band and go from there, really.
And the other thing I really like about you, Amy, is you get some singers that stand with the microphone. And that's great. They stand with the microphone and they sing. But you're all over the shop. I mean, you've got so much energy. I've never seen anything. I was watching you going, my God, where is she going now?
I just can't help it. It's almost like my feet just take me and I'm off.
Like, she's going all over the place. I don't know, is she going to take? I at one stage, I thought you were going to rip the microphone off. They need to get you a radio mic, because I can imagine you'll be out down the other end of the venue and then coming back.
I definitely do need one of those.
Lovely to talk to you. Hopefully, I'll see you again in the next couple of months when the Anchor finally opens, so I can come down and hear your fantastic voice. You've got a great voice. This is a brilliant song. I love it. Hi to all the boys as well. they might be listening, and I'll speak to you soon, Amy. You take care.
You take care. Thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
I've heard your dirty lies. I know your every move. You got away with it before. This time I found the truth. The words between lies. Soon I'll be knocking at your door. Time to show your head in the words you say. Let your actions follow through. What ills this game you play?
Let your feelings flow. Let the words come from within. It's so